You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Number two or number three running back for this team, actually. Let's talk about the running back, because Isaiah Pacheco only had five carries. I think he had six touches in the game, but five carries. They only ran the ball 11 times. We didn't get into this running game enough yesterday. They have not gotten an explosive run for a running back in a long, long time. Mm-hmm. And we talked about around the draft. You and I would have liked them to spend more of a premium pick on a running back. They obviously didn't. Okay, that's fine. I actually think Isaiah Pacheco just was not really given any chance to get in any flow whatsoever. The yards per carry were not good. I understand that. But five carries, you get five touches in the game. We know they're never going to be run first, nor should they. But it goes back to something we discussed a lot last year. If you're going to struggle with getting open down the field, and I understand the game plan probably shifted with Worthy's injury, you have to have some complementary running game to go with it. And I do believe Isaiah Pacheco is capable of doing that. But CDOT had the stat, and it's just kind of crazy. Yesterday, 295 carries, last 295 for the Chiefs. Pacheco and Hunt combined. One carry over 20 yards. Four carries over 15. That's crazy. They have no explosiveness out of the backfield.
This is not, sadly, new information, Gold. You and I kind of hammered this home. And then it was like, well, Breshard Smith exists. I'm like, it's a seventh-round pick. There's only so much you can count on from that perspective being a regular case. And so, like, I'm not surprised to find that stat is not like, what? I'm like, yeah, that sounds about right. They do not have explosive run game. And they're never going to have an explosive run game this year is the truth. Unless all of a sudden they just decide they got the best run blocking line in the entire NFL. Now, Pacheco didn't really play much last year, and I was never expecting a 20-yard run out of Kareem Hunt. Pacheco was never really much of a 20-yard run guy before. He was just an occasional 20-yard run guy. Some of this is, I would like to just say, because you're lacking on wide receivers, lean on the run game, Cold, but I don't know that that's the solution. It's just asking more out of Mahomes and for the run game to not be non-existent like it was the last time the Chiefs were on the football field in Brazil, because that's what it was. It was non-existent. But Pacheco is still a very important player for them. He's an even more important player now because they will have to use him in some capacity to make sure that there's still some functional offense. They just got to get in, like, they're back to the grind it out. I need Pacheco to get 4 yards a carry. That's what I need. Not 3.5, 4. Yeah. So they can get it.
Technically, he averaged
third and three.
And yes, technically, five carries, 25 yards is a 5 yards per carry average. But if we watch the game, like, in general.
Man, I can't believe he got 25 yards. It didn't even feel like that. I feel like he got stopped three times.
He had a 10-yard run.
That's what it was.
So that, look, it counts, but also that's. It was a 10-yard. When you only carry it five times and you have 25 yards, one 10-yard run changes the entire
versus had you carried it 15 times and the other ones went the way the first four.
I'm not asking him to run the ball 30 times a game. I'm really not. That's not what I'm asking. But and you can say, hey, they were down. But even they abandoned the run very, very quickly. And I think when Worthy went out, everybody kind of panicked a little bit, except for Patrick Mahomes. And he kind of took over the game, as we know. But Isaiah Pacheco, to me, is still more than capable of being a running back in this system, that what they're asking their backs to do, More than capable. No, they don't need a true bell cow back. They're never going to hand it off to Pacheco 23 times. That's not what they're asking him to be. That's not what they need him to be or anything like that. And by no means am I saying is he a top back in football. He's on the top half of the league, but he's not a top back in football. But when you're carrying the ball five times, I mean, just there's no rhythm whatsoever. You're trying to find out how do they get the ball down the field more. If teams aren't even concerned about the running attack, then you're going to have an issue. I know, Drew, we were texting Sunday Night Football watching the Bills-Ravens. I think you made the text about, down the field and the Ravens taking shots and just throwing the ball up. What, it's a hell of a lot easier to also do that when you have to worry about Lamar and Derrick Henry as a rushing attack. And the Chiefs are never going to have that. I get that. But you
they
have
could
no
draft a guy
threat.
That gave them a chance to do that. Who had the best game out of the rookie running backs?
Probably Genty or Henderson, right? I don't know. You're talking about the entire NFL week one?
Yeah.
My guess would be one of those two. I don't know. I don't have the numbers in front of me.
I saw Scatabo have like a single rushing effort. So like no, I
Genty only had 38 yards actually.
Also not Genty. So maybe it was. Maybe it was RJ Harvey who had I think a 50-yard run somewhere in there. But that's the point. RJ Harvey, a guy who was available in the middle rounds gold, a guy that we talked about being interested in for the Kansas City Chiefs. He had one 50-yard run and you're telling me that there's in the last like calendar year run like that for the Kansas City Chiefs? And that's the part that always has gotten me is that last year and the way they've had to operate for 2 years in a row is the ball is so close to the line. It's like actively working against each other in both ways. They can't push the ball down the field gold because there's no respect for the running game. So they're like, running game. So we can just stand back there and make sure you can't throw the ball down deep. And then they can't get a regular running game going partially because once they stop throwing the ball down deep, everyone's a slightly closer to the line of scrimmage. It's like it's both things seem to be happening at once. And it feels like you have to like convince teams of one first so that the other one can be more employable. And to me, the easier thing to convince the league is we don't care that Xavier Worthy's not here. We're throwing the ball down the field. This is not dink and dunk city for the next 5 weeks while we wait for Rashee Rice. They took a lot of shots in that first game. More shots than I had seen them take in a game at almost any point last season, because they at some point last year, halfway through the year, they firmly settled into we already get 3.5 yards per play offense, and we will take 12 plays to get a score, and we will hope that the red zone is kind to us today. They turned into that at some point last year.
By the way, I think the answer was Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt, the seventh rounder.
10 for like 80, right?
10 for 82 and a touchdown. He's kind of him and Eckler are the top two backs there in Washington. He was a name fantasy football people were keeping an eye on throughout preseason. I think, is it Bob or Bill is what he just says he goes by?
Bob?
Bob, right?
I thought,
Bob.
Or maybe no, it's Bill.
Is it Bill? He just goes by Bill. He wants people to call him Bill. Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt.
Is Bill anywhere in his name?
No, but he said when he was a kid, that's like, I believe that's what his friends called him or something. I can't remember.
Because they couldn't pronounce Ja'Cory or what?
I don't know. But
I think it was a Little Bill. It was a Little Bill thing. You remember the cartoon Little Bill?
Okay, got it.
I don't, but that would make sense.
Oh, what? Oh, you guys need to be cultured. Little Bill?
I don't have to be cultured.
I'm serious. What? Little Bill?
Drew, we're different ages.
Oh.
We're 10 years apart in age.
I think it was mentioned in one of the stories.
Oh, that's the Bill Cosby thing?
Yeah. I don't even have to point out whatever the thing is.
No, you said, no,
we're talking Bill.
You're telling me that we don't know the show, and I go, that's the Bill Cosby thing. You go, no, he's literally the lead cast member.
No, I was talking to Cody. I was answering Cody. It is the Bill Cosby thing, but it was during the Commanders-Bengals preseason game. They mentioned that he looked like Little Bill.
Confirmed, Drew, pro Bill Cosby. Make that very clear on this show.
Okay.
Drew is...
that show is amazing. I grew up on that show.
So he knew Little Bill.
He looked like Little Bill.
Dude, I'm old enough, I remember like the previous Cosby show.
That's why people called him Bill.
Not this one.
That was the story from the preseason game.
I'm familiar with the previous Cosby show.
Oh, man. I grew up on Little Bill. That show was awesome.
It sounds like that was your show.
Oh, the text line agrees with me. How do you not know who Little Bill is?
I don't think that's that crazy. I'm 40 years old. 41 years old now, I guess. I had to think about that for a second.
Someone says this coming from the guy who watches Scooby-Doo still. Drew likes his
Little
cartoon.
Little Bill was like, you could throw Bob the Builder in the same sort of, Drew. It was like.
Little Bill first premiered on November 28th of 1999. I was 15 years old.
Yeah.
Do you think I was watching Little gap, Bill correct. At 15?
No, I think you're right, Cody. The gap for you, Gold, I guess, I don't know how old you were in 1999.
I would have been 8.
I think you would have seen it. Cody, text lines,
do you know Bebe's Kids? Like, that's a cartoon I remember.
Mine was like, at my age at that point, I was watching, it was like Blue's Clues and Rugrats and, you know, it was that kind of stuff.
You can tell someone's age based on the Nickelodeon shows.
Dora the Explorer,
Dora the Explorer was not a Dora.
Mine
was
too
old at that time.
Doug and that.
Doug,
of cartoons. Now, Doug, you probably watch New Doug.
Hey Arnold, Cat Dog.
Hey Arnold.
Yeah, we share those. Mm-hmm. We're close enough that we share those.
But those are.
And then the live action ones like Salute Your Shorts or Hey Dude or the ones that are a little older on your end.
Blue's
or just like
great.
Legends of the Hidden Temple or whatever other
Guts.
What was his name? Steve? Was that
Steve.
The guy who signed the track? I saw he made a video like a couple years ago.
All that.
Bill Nye, I think that crosses generations.
Boo.
That's right.
Boo.
Not Bill, Little Bill. That does not cross generations.
No.
Bill Nye's a legend.
Oh, my goodness.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? Yes.
Text from
Arthur? Arthur was great.
Texter with the last four digits of 7116. I can't read that on the air, but that's great. That's great. It's a great text.
You guys have your minds in the
913-586.
Someone said Clifford. Don't forget Clifford. Clifford was banging. That show was incredible. Clifford,
Arthur, all that. Yeah, yeah.
Didn't watch a ton of those. Not
those are the ones like right
Arthur
after school.
Reading
you come
Rainbow
back
was.
And you can hang
I
out.
Forgot about. Yeah. I forgot about Arthur. Shout
Let's
out to
go.
Arthur.
Courage the Cowardly Dog. 100%.
The hands down best PBS show of all time is Wishbone.
Not something I watched.
I don't know what that is actually.
It's a dog who plays out classic literature.
That one says, I must be real old Gold. It was Speed Racer and the Jetsons. I watched the Jetsons, but like the second, you know,
newer, updated one.
Well, no, I mean, Cartoon Network would still air the old Jetsons.
Flintstones is incredible. Mm-hmm. I love the Flintstones.
The text line is just full of whatever shows they were watching as a kid now, which always makes it interesting. But again, I think if you tell me you watch Rocco's Modern Life, I feel like I can get a general... I could get your age within a few years. And I guarantee you're not as young as Drew. Drew, do you know Rocco's Modern Life?
No.
See? This is the Little Bill part
Code
of the
Codename Kids Next Door. Somebody shouts out them from the 816. I remember that show.
Don't know that one either. I'm assuming that person is younger than me. Like, it's a fairly easy guideline to judge.
Someone said they're 32 and still watch SpongeBob. They have a Nickelodeon channel that's basically dedicated to SpongeBob. Every now and then I'll turn it on with my wife and we'll watch.
You watch a lot of cartoons. That's the only thing I've learned. Like cartoons for kids. But you know what? In fairness, people like SpongeBob. It's a very popular show.
Text line's full of it now. We'll get back to this maybe later in the show. Mm-hmm. But we got a ton of texts coming in.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.